And I didn't see nothing raising from here to there to mount anything. In this country, Lamar County used to raise enough of stuff to feed Texas on. And now then, they ain't enough of stuff raising in Lamar County to feed this Precinct 3 on. And I don't know where the people all went. They went to cities, I guess. But they're coming back now. If they can, they're going to come back. Because they started up. They still work in town, but they're coming back.
They can't make a living out of their farm.
Find out kinds of land. You say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
A big crop.
Because the soil is
very good. Yeah, good soil. But now then, it don't take good soil. You don't have to have it. Because you can fertilize, see, and that's what everybody does, is to fertilize. Down in Shakota Bottom, where they used to raise a half bale cotton acre, and around a bale, now they raise two bales, because they fertilize that land, you see. And then they poison insects and stuff, keep them eating it. And they raise twice. They waste more cotton down there by on the acre than they used to make. The machines do, because they machine gather it, see. And it just wasted. Boy, the ground's just plumb white with cotton when they get through picking. Mm-hmm. And
what different kinds of land are there?
Well, in this country, there are black land, there are gray land, there are sand land, and then there are red land. Mm-hmm.
Do they have special names for the different kinds?
Well, yeah, they call it Red River Bottom land down here. That's that red land, you see. And up here, they call this the sandy land up here. You know what I'm saying? Out yonder, south of Paris, and back west, south and west, and then there it's black land and gray land.
Any special name for black land?
Nothing, only just black land's all I've ever heard called.
This river bottom, is that good for planting?
That's not ours.
Yeah.
It's cotton and corn. And, well, I guess it might most raise anything besides peanuts. It wouldn't raise peanuts because they got to have sand if they do good.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts have. But I reckon that river bottom down there most raise anything.
What would you call a land that might not be good for much except grassland?
Well, you have to call that pasture land.
What about a meadow? Do you ever use that term?
Well, that there'd be, meadow. They'd have pasture land or meadows. Now, this is a meadow. He made a meadow out of this right out here behind his house here.
Mm-hmm.
He's fertilized it and he made a meadow. And so did in Coastal Pamudi. There's Coastal Pamudi out there he put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a meadow out of that.
What about, you mentioned a prairie earlier
sometime? Yeah, that's around prairie up there. That's where there ain't no timber, never have been no timber. See, long there's just places like that. The timber just didn't grow on it. I don't know why, but it didn't. They never have been any timber up here, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. What about land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Well, now that's the way this prairie is up here. It's so flat, it ain't got no drainage. See, and that water stands out there. And I think that's one reason there's no timber on that land.
Mm-hmm.
You can go up there now and you'd wade water about ankle deep all across it. Because it ain't got nowhere to go. It's just flat sitting out there, see.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes a pretty good pasture in the summer because it gets dried up and then it makes a pretty good pasture. But it'd be hard work. You'd have to work it in some kind of a late crop if you worked it, because in the spring it's all standing water, see.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got it most of it. Part of it turned into meadows and it's all right that way, and the rest of it's in the pasture.
What about land that's got a lot of trees growing in it, but it's still real wet? Maybe you could go hunting in there. If you could place to hunt.
Yeah, that there, we call them swamps or slashes or sloughs and stuff like that. They call them slashes where it stands out in water like that. It ain't, it's just a slash out through there.